In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will. For I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Tuesday, July the 23rd, 2024. For our scripture readings today, we have sections from Matthew and Romans. And for our reading from the lives of the saints, we have martyr Trophimus and 14 others in Lycia, and the hero martyr Apollinaris, bishop of Ravenna. Starting with Romans chapter 14, verses 9 through 18. For to this end Christ died, and rose, and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore let us not judge one another any more, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or to cause to fall in our brother's way. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Therefore do not let your good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. On to Matthew chapter 12, verses 14 through 16, and verses 22 through 30. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Yet he warned them not to make him known. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, Could this be the son of David? Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. That is our scripture reading. On to our first saint, martyr Trophimus, and 14 others in Lycia. Very short. The holy martyrs Trophimus, Theophilus, and 13 martyrs with them suffered during the persecution against Christians under the Emperor Diocletian, 284 through 305. Brought to trial, they bravely confessed themselves Christians and refused to offer sacrifice to idols. After fierce tortures, they broke the legs of the holy martyrs and threw them into a fire. Strengthened by the Lord, they came out of the fire completely unharmed, and they glorified Christ all the more. Unable to break the will of the holy confessors, the torturers beheaded them. This one has a bit more length. The hero martyr Apollinaris, Bishop of Ravenna. Saint Apollinaris was a disciple of the Apostle Peter, whom he followed from Antioch to Rome sometime during the reign of the Roman Emperor Claudius, 41 through 54. Saint Peter appointed Apollinaris as Bishop of Ravenna. Arriving in Ravenna as a stranger, Saint Apollinaris asked shelter of a local inhabitant, the soldier Irenaeus. And during their conversation, he revealed the purpose for which he had come. Irenaeus had a blind son, whom Saint Apollinaris healed, after he had prayed to the Lord. The soldier Irenaeus and his family were the first people in Ravenna to believe in Christ. The saint stayed at the house of Irenaeus and preached about Christ to everyone who wished to hear his words. One of the miracles that Saint Apollinaris performed was the healing of Thecla, the incurably sick wife of the tribune. Through the prayers of the saint, she got up from her bed completely healthy. Not only did she believe in Christ, but so did her husband, the tribune. In their house, Saint Apollinaris set up a small church, where he celebrated the divine liturgy. Saint Apollinaris ordained two presbyters, Edretius and Calosiris, and also two deacons for the newly baptized people of Ravenna. Saint Apollinaris labored with great zeal, preaching the gospel at Ravenna for 12 years, and the number of Christians steadily increased. Pagan priests complained about the bishop to the governor, Saturnus. The hierarch was brought to trial and subjected to grievous tortures. Thinking that he had died, the torturers took him out of the city to the seacoast and threw him into the water. The saint, however, was still alive. A certain pious Christian widow helped him and gave him shelter in her home. Saint Apollinaris stayed with her for 6 months and secretly continued to preach about Christ. The saint's whereabouts became known when he restored the power of speech to an illustrious resident of the city named Boniface, whose wife had requested the saint to help her husband. After this miracle, many pagans were converted to Christ, and once again Saint Apollinaris was brought to trial and tortured. His bare feet were placed on red-hot coals. They expelled him from the city a second time, but the Lord kept him alive. The saint did not cease preaching until he left the city. For a certain time, Saint Apollinaris found himself elsewhere in Italy, where he continued to preach the gospel as before. Returning to his flock in Ravenna, Saint Apollinaris went on trial yet again, and he was sentenced to banishment. In heavy fetters, he was placed on a ship bound for Illyricum and the Danube River. Two soldiers were responsible for escorting him to his place of exile. Three of the clergy voluntarily followed their bishop into exile. Along the way, the vessel was wrecked and everyone drowned except for Saint Apollinaris, his clergy, and the two soldiers. The soldiers, listening to Saint Apollinaris, believed in the Lord and were baptized. Not finding any shelter, the travelers came to Moesia in Thrace, where Saint Apollinaris healed a certain illustrious inhabitant from leprosy. Both he and his companions were given shelter at the man's home. In this land, Saint Apollinaris preached tirelessly about Christ, and he converted many of the pagans to Christianity, for which he was subjected to persecution by the unbelievers. They beat the saint mercilessly, then they sent him back to Italy aboard a ship. After a 3-year absence, Saint Apollinaris returned to Ravenna and was joyfully received by his flock. The pagans, however, entered the church where the saint was serving the divine liturgy, scattered those at prayer, and dragged the saint before the idolatrous priests at the pagan temple of Apollo. The idol fell and shattered to pieces just as the saint was brought in. The pagan priests brought Saint Apollinaris to Taurus, the new governor of the district, for trial. Apollinaris performed a new miracle, healing the son of the governor, who had been blind from birth. In gratitude for the healing of his son, Taurus tried to protect the Saint Apollinaris from the angry crowd. He sent them to his own estate outside the city. Although Taurus's wife and son were baptized, he feared the anger of the emperor, and he did not receive baptism. However, he was filled with gratitude and love toward his benefactor. Saint Apollinaris lived for 5 years at Taurus's estate and preached without hindrance. During this time, pagan priests sent letters of denunciation to Emperor Vespasian, requesting a sentence of death or exile for the Christian sorcerer, Apollinaris. But the emperor told the pagan priests that the gods were sufficiently powerful to take revenge for themselves if they felt insulted. All the wrath of the pagans fell upon Saint Apollinaris. They seized him and beat him fiercely as he was leaving the city for a nearby settlement. Christians found him barely alive and took him to the settlement, where he lived for 7 days. During his final illness, the saint did not cease to teach his flock. He predicted that after the persecutions ended, Christians would enter upon better times, when they could openly and freely confess their faith. After bestowing his archpastoral blessing upon those present, the hero martyr Apollinaris fell asleep in the Lord. Saint Apollinaris was bishop of Ravenna for 28 years, and he reposed in the year 75. So we will wrap it up there. Thank you for tuning in, and all glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.